But they took atrazine and they put it in a tank with 40 frogs for 3 years. They put it below the exposure levels that EPA considers acceptable to humans. And 30 of those frogs, they were all male frogs, and they were double Z, you know, male frogs, so they were super males. And 30 of those frogs were chemically castrated. Four of them turned into females and produced fertile eggs. So they took male frogs, gave them atrazine, 10% of them turned into female and produced fertile eggs. And we're subjecting our children to exposure to that every day.
What is atrazine?
It's in the water. It's a pesticide.
Here it is. Report: toxic herbicide found in many Texans' drinking water. That's it. That's from 2018, November 20th.
Yeah, and what, you know, what does this do to sexual development in children? Nobody knows, because we know what it does to frogs.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and I hate to tell you, but there is a full frontal attack on men in this day and age, but not only today, but the last couple of generations. And this attack perfectly aligns with the goals and motivations of the elitist class, and it's a tried and trusted method for centuries. I mean, you could go back all the way to the Roman Empire to see how the ruling class would implement cultures and systems to take away masculine responsibilities, such as raising a family or working hard or building civilization and turning those men over to a feminized and debased way of life. So, and listen to this, so that they are easily controlled. That's the game. Take the men, dull them down with porn, junk food, pleasure, dilute them of their passion for freedom and liberty by ridding them of their testosterone. And this is systematically happening today. And these criminals at all these institutions are doing it on purpose, I hate to even say it, to children. Take a look at this.
There is nothing more profitable in our society today than a sick child. Because it, all of these entities are making money on them. The insurance companies, the hospitals, the medical cartel, the pharmaceutical companies have lifetime annuities. Any child that, and the earlier that kid is sick, they don't want to kill him. They want him sick for the rest of their lives. And we have now a whole generation. When my uncle was president, 6% of Americans had chronic disease. Today it's 60%. When my uncle was president, do you know what the cost, the annual cost of treating chronic disease was in this country? Zero. There weren't even any drugs invented for it. Zero. Today, it's about $4.3 trillion.
When your uncle was president...
And none of it is necessary.
What was the autism rate in 1960? Do we know?
In 1960, the autism rate, there's about four, five studies. And the highest rate, say about 1 in 2,500, 1 in 1,500, 1 in 2,500, 1 in 10,000. So that, you know, it was somewhere between 1 in 1,500 and 1 in 10,000. Today, it's 1 in every 34 kids, according to the CDC. And in some states, like California, I think maybe Utah and New Jersey, 1 in 22. 1 in 22 kids. And, you know, these kids should be healthy. These kids shouldn't be our highest performing kids. And they instead have this extraordinary disability that's going to keep them dependent and not, you know, a lot of these, if you're full-blown autism, you know, it's a nonverbal, non-toilet trained, head banging, stimming, toe walking. These are kids that will never throw a baseball. They'll never graduate high school. They'll never go out, take a girl on a date. Ugh. They'll never use the toilet alone. They'll never write a play. They'll never write a poem. They'll never vote.
Never have children.
Never pay taxes.
Well, there you have it, gang. The elites are poisoning us to make a profit in our sickness, and they're doing it to children. I mean, children. The most harrowing fact about all of this is that if you're no longer a child, frankly, that actually means it's already happened to you. Joining me to help me think through these things is Antonio Colmenares, CEO of Black Forest Supplements. And I'll say this, a person I wish I had known years ago and had access to his products. They're helping tons of Patriots take back their health, including mine. I take Black Forest supplements every single day, and I absolutely love them. Antonio, welcome back, man. It's great to see you again.
Steve, pleasure to be on the show. Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you, as always. So, Antonio, what's going on? I'm going to cut to the chase. All our products either have pesticides or chemicals baked right into them that affect men directly. You're on the front lines of this. We've talked about this before on the channel. What are you seeing?
Steve, what I think is that the root of the problem is that the big pharmaceutical companies and the chemical companies, the regulators that are supposed to be regulating these are actually in bed with them. Mm. There's a study that's very interesting. They took the LinkedIn and the PubMed of people that worked in the FDA. And what they saw was after they all oversaw specific drug treatment, within 10 years, 56% of them went on to become consultants in the same pharmaceutical companies which they were supposed to be regulating.
Wow.
So it's not only the FDA, it's also the USDA, the CDC, yeah, and chemical companies, quite frankly, act in the same way, and they're very dangerous. So for that specific reason, I think that we're the most unhealthy we've ever been. I think there's obesity rates are up like 88% since 2019. New cancer rates are rose by 37% just like 8 years, I believe. And the heart health, heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. And we've seen an alarming uptick in the last decade. And I think this is because we have a healthcare system that favors profit over people. Mm-hmm. And we have three-letter agencies that have been weaponized against the American people and regulators that are in bed with the industries that they're supposed to be regulating.
Wow. I mean, that last sentence said it beautifully. I mean, you summarized that absolutely beautifully. The regulators are now in bed with the companies they're supposed to be regulating and mutually profiting off of it. Who caused this epidemic in men?
I'm not quite sure who caused this epidemic, but I have a pretty good idea. I think that communism follows the same sort of rules around the world. First, they take away the nuclear family. Then they weaken the population. They censor opposing views. And then they nationalize all private industries.
Wow.
And quite clearly in the U.S., it's the most powerful country in the world. They can't starve the population to death, sort of what they're doing in Venezuela. So what they're doing is they're weakening and feminizing the men.
Right.
Atrazine, which is a chemical that turned frogs from men to female, is the second most commonly used pesticide in the U.S. It's banned in 40 countries, and it's the second most used pesticide in the United States.
Wow.
Because of things like atrazine and BPAs, which I would love to talk about later, we're seeing striking reductions in testosterone, 20%, sperm count, like 33%, and grip strength and strength in general, it's simply not what it was before.
How is this allowed to happen?
I don't know, but what's surprising is that it's everywhere. BPAs, which are endocrine disruptors, they completely mess with your hormones. They're in all the plastics that we consume. They're in baby bottles. They're in receipts. They're in food packagings. And just imagine how much plastic you touch on a daily basis. Your water, the food that you bring to your office, the toothbrush that you use. Most people have plastic toothbrushes, and that's filled with BPAs. And we know that BPAs impair sperm health, impair testosterone production, and it just negatively affects our reproductive system. So it's very dangerous. It's almost like we're in a silent, non-spoken hormonal warfare.
Wow. So what, you know, I mean, this channel's all about optimism and courage you know, and going forward here. Going forward is going through, as it were. So what can we do to protect ourselves in this?
We could do a variety of things. Unfortunately, it's very prominent within our society. We could try to avoid plastics as much as we can. As you can see here, I have my stainless steel water bottle. You could buy wooden toothbrushes. You could also get quality sun for 30 minutes per day. Increases testosterone, high quality sleep. You could lift weights. And what I found most effective is taking Turkestrone and Tonkat Ali on a daily basis. Why do I say this? Turkestrone is something that the Russians have been using since the 1980s. They used it to sort of win Olympic competitions because it's not banned by WADA yet. It's still allowed in sports. And what Turkestrone is that chemically it's very similar to testosterone. So it tricks your body into believing that you have more testosterone, hence you have more muscle mass, better recovery, more energy, but it's not necessarily messing with your hormones. So you avoid all the negative side effects that come from traditional TRT or traditional steroids. And our formulators have paired this very ingeniously with Tonkat Ali, which is a herb that has been around for centuries, and it's known for libido boosting testosterone. And since they act in different ways, Turkestrone attacks certain things while Tonkat Ali attacks others. It creates a very beautiful synergy to counteract all this BPAs, endocrine disruptors, and quite frankly, all this bullshit that's in the environment. And so taking Turkestrone and Tonkat Ali, obviously being cautious about consuming plastic products, plastic packaging, a toothbrush, and even receipts are filled with BPAs. So it's everywhere. So we have to do everything in our power to try and keep our testosterone levels high and counteract this nefarious forces.
Yeah, no, brilliantly put. Give us a sense of the supplements. We're taking the supplements. You're recommending weightlifting and so forth. I mean, what do you do on a, how does this work in your life? I know you have so many clients who are using this. How does this give us sort of a picture of how all of this works, how all of this comes together?
I love the slogan Robert F. Kennedy has, make America healthy again.
Yeah.
And I think that them uniting forces and really tackling chemical companies and the FDA and all the corruption behind it is beautiful. Hopefully it comes to fruition.
Yes.
But I'm afraid that these three-letter agencies are just so rooted within the fabric of our society and are so corrupt that it's going to be very hard, even if they do get elected, to counteract atrazine, for example. So I want people to take health into their own hands and consume products that can counteract these forces on the daily basis. What do I do, for example? I have them all here. I take Turkestrone and Tonkat Ali daily. I take NMN daily. I have them in my office because I take them right after I eat. So it's better in the stomach. And I lift weights. I wake up, lift weights, and do 30 minutes of cardio while I'm taking my morning meetings. And it's very important that we try to avoid BPAs and plastics as much as we can. If you're buying water bottles, plastic water bottles, try to stray away from that. Maybe buying a water filtration system and really being aware that this is a problem that is out there. And protecting your kids and protecting yourself from what we know is an imminent threat.
And Antonio, you do have a special for our audience. We were talking just before the interview. Do you want to tell everybody the special that you have?
Of course, for 48 hours, buy two Turkestrons and Tonkat Ali and get two for free. I think I love giving these promos where you give products for free because I want as many people to get their hands on these products. So if you buy it for yourself, you buy four, you could give it to your family members and really help protect the people around you, the people you care about, because this is something that's out there and I feel like it's important that we shield our families and that we shield Americans from this.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Antonio, for being with us again. Always great to see you.
Always great to see you, Steve. Appreciate you having me on the show again.
A healthy country is harder to control. The government knows that. So get your health in order today. Taking these supplements and supporting real patriots in the parallel economy is a tangible way you and I can fight against the corrupt practices of the FDA and woke pharmaceutical companies. Click on that link below to get this offer, this buy two, get two free 48-hour promo on Turkesterone on Tocatli for free for the next 48 hours.